News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR at 729. Chelsea LaRude is the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. She joins me each month. We talk about events that are coming up into the current, or rather, not the current, but the coming month, which is the month of December. And we also have Dustin Roth here. He is the Marketing Communications Director of the Greater Burlington Partnership. For some reason, Chelsea said she's not going to be around the final the final Thursday of the month of December, which is typically a fairly light day and or fairly light week in terms of most people do tend to take vacation time during that time. And it's amazing. I was just looking at the list, Chelsea, that the typical things that we see happening in the month of December, we usually have a cluster of events that happen in the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. As you get through the month, and once you get towards it, the closer you get to Christmas, the more the events all drop off. And that last week, I said something, Dr. Michael Lash, I think I told him yesterday, you could roll a bowling ball down the halls and not hit anybody. I'm not sure if that's true in it's not true in retail, but it certainly is true in mm-hmm. in general business. Mm-hmm. But again, good morning. Dustin's going to be you're going to be filling in.
Yep, I'll be in here next month.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got lots of things that are going on this weekend. The Christmas craft show. I'm going to talk about this with, I believe, Terry Parker coming up tomorrow. And this is an annual event that happens each year, two-day craft show, and there is a lot of stuff, Chelsea, in this stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, they've jam-packed the Memorial Auditorium, and I think I saw something. It's their 47th year, so they're going to have all three floors full of lots of great vendors, so come down and get some Christmas shopping done.
We're going to be talking with Tammy McCoy from the Art Center and also the Capitol Theater more about the event that's happening this coming Saturday and the following Saturday. It's called A Miracle on Jefferson Street. Well, what is that?
A Miracle on Jefferson Street is just a chance to bring the whole family downtown and bring out that holiday spirit. A lot of the different businesses have a different thing for families to do. You can make an ornament, you can watch a movie, you can have pictures taken. They do ask that you do pre-register for that event, though.
So. All right. Well, we'll talk more about that. Book signing is happening on Saturday as well at Russ Fry. Port of Burlington Welcome Center presenting a program on what really happened to Black Hawk's remains. He's written 11 books and made 10 documentaries. I've had the pleasure of working with him narrating many of those documentaries. And it's free and open to all. That's going on. Again, you can check it out at greaterburlington.com. Also, the 1st of December, Christmas at Holly Grove Inn. What's that?
So this is a brand new event hosted by one of our new bed and breakfasts here in town, the Evans Holly Grove Inn Bed and Breakfast. And it's a night to have some heavy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. There'll be carolers. There'll be a horse-drawn carriage ride through North Hill Park. And so just a fun Christmas time event.
All right. Oh, lots of holiday stuff going on. The Festival of Lessons and Carols has been an annual event for the last, I believe, 23 years. I've had the pleasure of being a narrator or being one of the lesson readers over many of those years. I'm not going to be doing it this year or so, but we've got the Festival of Lessons and Carols. It is combining community leaders who read the lessons of the Christmas story and the Bel Canto Chorale and the Chaka Khan Children's Choir. The music is just sensational for this event. It's all free. Mm-hmm. Which is not a bad deal at all. By the way, I also want to remind everybody that coming up on Saturday from 8 to 3, all of our radio stations will be participating in the St. Vincent de Paul Community Food Drive. It's the largest community food drive of the year, and it raises the most amount of money, and it also raises the greatest amount of food of any single event for the St. Vincent de Paul food pantry. We typically get several thousand dollars in cash, and we'll fill up a truck or two with food, and pretty much stock those shelves. we do a, we're doing a summer food drive as well, because Jim Wade, who's the director, says, you know what, the need is great in the wintertime. I mean, of course, the need is great around the holidays, and everybody thinks about it during the holidays, but the need is great in the community year-round, and that's something very important to think about. Also, let's see, what else is going on? Well, this weekend and next weekend is the very hilarious, and it's very funny. It is a mystery comedy, and it's putting the emphasis on mystery and comedy. It's called The Games Afoot Are Holmes for the Holidays. It is written by Ken Ludwig, and he has written a number of great farces. So it's not quite as crazy as a farce, but it is almost as funny as a farce. And it is about William Gillette. William Gillette, by the way, was a famous actor who played or portrayed Sherlock Holmes back in the late 18th century. And he wrote the play. He wrote a play, Sherlock Holmes, along with the blessing of Arthur Conan Doyle, who was the originator of the Sherlock Holmes stories. Anyway, well, this is Ken Ludwig has taken the whole story and turned it on its side and made it into a holiday Christmas laugher, which is basically everybody goes to his house on Christmas Eve for a party, and guess what? A murder just happens to occur. So who do you think has to be the solver of the crime? Yes, art does imitate life. Anyway, that's what's going on this weekend and next weekend. Ah, that fact, that's the through the 9th, the final performance will be Sunday the 9th for the Players' Workshop. The Star at the Capitol Theater at 7 p.m. on the 6th of December. What's that?
The Star is a family Christmas movie that they're going to show at the Capitol Theater about a brave little donkey named Bo. And he meets his friends to follow the star, and it kind of tells the story of the first Christmas.
Okay. And this is one that will be, I'm sure this is going to be a big hit. We're going to be giving away tickets to this, actually starting, continuing up through all of the week of the show. It's called A Charlie Brown Christmas Live at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, which is basically a stage presentation of the classic. And is there anyone that hasn't seen A Charlie Brown Christmas?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Everybody's seen this at least once.
I
if not multiple times.
I mean, it's been around. You know, the first one was on in 1965, and it's been around. It's been an annual tradition. And kids, so we're looking at, I think, at least three or four generations of kids now that have seen this.
Exactly.
We've got coming up a Christmas craft and vendor show on the 7th through the 9th. That's at Westland Mall going on out there. So is it? How is that compared? How does that fit in with the Christmas craft show that's going on at Memorial Auditorium? I'm guessing a lot of the same people, right?
There might be some same vendors, but the one at the mall gives you the chance to shop the stores at the mall and the vendors. So best of both worlds there.
There you go. You get a lot. Maybe even go to the movies. Okay.
There you go.
And Living Windows has also been around for, I'm not sure how many years. Do you have any idea how many years? I think it's at least 20 as far as I know.
A long time.
I've done that. I did that for a number of years as well. The storefronts, it's called Living Windows because the storefronts come alive with activity and usually Christmas scenes and all sorts of other things. Plus, I know there is a lot of other special things that go on along with. I believe there's hot chocolate available. Do they have carriage rides going on for this one or not?
Yes, free horse-drawn carriage rides. There'll be carolers, there'll be story readings, crafts, decorations, gingerbread houses. You name it, a magical evening.
And I believe there's going to be a live ice sculptor there as well.
Okay. And I'm going to guess that the stores themselves will also be open for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're going to come on side and say hello.
Yes, you can actually go in and say hello to that. That's going on the 13th of December. I believe that is a Thursday. Is that right?
Correct, yep.
And let's see. Celtic Yuletide at the Legacy Theater in Carthage, Illinois. Well, the Celtics, or I guess what the... there's the women, the Celtic women. There's a whole series of Celtic things. I'm going to guess that this is very similar to that. Is that right?
Yes, this features Michael Londra, the Irish tenor that's best known as the voice of the River Dance on Broadway. So he presents an evening of Christmas from Ireland through song, dance, and classic stories of his youth.
Okay. Jefferson Street, Farmers Market, Winter Market. Dustin, we talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yes.
This is back again, the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's sort of like the Jefferson Street Farmers Market, only it's indoors, right?
It is. I believe it's still going to be at the Capitol Theater this year. We actually we had one a few weeks ago, and we have picked up more vendors for this upcoming one. So people love it, and they want to come out.
All right. And the Heritage Trust for Historic Preservation has their annual Christmas home tour. That is going on Sunday, the 16th, in downtown. Downtown Burlington, but also is it all in downtown Burlington?
I haven't seen the addresses of all the houses yet, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well we'll find out about that. We're going to also have somebody on the air to talk about that ahead of that event. But that is, as I said, raising money for the Heritage Trust, which helps preserve all sorts of buildings and some of the historic architecture in the community. Diamond Rio is live at the Pizzazz Convention and Events Center on the 19th of December. Diamond Rio, a very popular group, and a huge hit at Steamboat Days back a number of years ago as well. Diamond Rio, they're back performing at the Pizzazz Convention and Events Center. Wow, first country group. I didn't know this. First country music group in history to reach number one with a debut single.
I didn't know that either. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty important and pretty incredible, isn't it? Carpenter's Christmas happening on the 22nd of December. That's a Saturday night, right?
Yes, I believe so. They're going to be at the Capitol Theater, and singer Lisa Rock and her band are just going to perform lots of classic holiday hits from the Carpenters.
Okay. And then we have a lull until, whatever, New Year's Eve.
Yes.
A traditional New Year's Eve comedy night at Pizzazz, right?
That's right. They are bringing in Jimmy Pardo and Hannah Hogan. And Jimmy has been on The Tonight Show and Conan, and he hosts the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. And then Hannah Hogan is joining him, and she was featured in this year in 2018 on America's Got Talent. So there should be some good talent there that night as well.
And that's what we've got right now, but I'm going to guess that as things get come to your attention, they will be added to the list. That way to find out all of the things we've been talking about is what? Where do you go?
On our website at greaterburlington.com. We keep the full calendar of events right there for you.
All right, Dustin, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yep,
we'll
no
talk,
problem.
We'll talk with you on the, I'm not sure what date that is.
I'm not either, but I'm ready to go.
I believe it's a 27th.
Yeah,
I think it's a 27th. Anyway, you have a very, very Merry Christmas.
And you as well, Steve.
And we'll see you in 2019. It is the top news. Actually, we got top news and brief from Fox and from David Hightower coming up next.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, losing weight,